This is the Bill Radio.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
You're rocking with the best.
I'm Dua Lipa.
My name is Hammond A.K.
It's the best.
Oh my God, this feeling's just begun. Saying things I've never said, doing things I've never
done. This is the Bill Radio.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth, joy, peace, baby.
This is the Bill Radio.
This is my
sister. You're rocking with Pat.
I'm taking it higher in the glass. I'm
Dua Lipa.
Am I falling in love? The one that could break my heart.
My name is
Hammond. Oh my God, this feeling's just me. Saying things that I've never said, doing things I've never
done. This is the Bill Radio.
DMX was going with that, but I really felt that song. And I take away from so no, they don't know what the hell who we are. They don't know who we be. I'm the chief host of the Voice of the Collin Nation radio show, the Collin Genesis. Welcome to another exciting edition. The fastest week. Well, it's actually go slow. I feel like every time I do a show, I feel like 10 months away because a week is long. You know, it's a week is long doing this show. I wish I had more airtime. I wish I could do this show three nights a week and everything. I would do it, you know, but it probably costs a little hour to get to that. But the bottom line is I love doing this show. I'm the chief host of the Voice of the Collin Nation radio show. I'll be dropping jewels on this show, telling stuff that people don't think about. And my job is to make you think. You don't walk away from the show and not get transformed, right? Because many of you are into your sacred cows. That's the topic of tonight's show. Sacred cows. What are they? Do you have them? Do you have the time to slaughter some of your sacred cows? Do you have a cow sitting in your pasture that if you slaughter that cow, you could eat and feed your family? But you'd rather starve, the bellies or your children are going hungry because you believe that cow is your sacred ancestors. That's the Hindus. The term sacred cows come from the fact that in Rudyard Kipling and all these European explorers of India, these people would basically let rats run wild in their culture because they believe the rats are their ancestors, spirits come back on earth. These are beliefs and ideas that have been challenged to your own biggest sacred cows, sacred beliefs, sacred ideas that you hold on to, but you know, and somewhere on your line, it's hard to break. People always ask me, right? And I was on a couple of shows this week, right? And people basically say that because I don't respect a lot of stuff in African culture and everything like that, that I'm evil. Collin, you're mean, you're evil. I'm sorry. I cannot respect it. Just like there's things in my culture, African-American culture, I'm going to play tonight, right? That I had to let go and believe that that was silly. We had to let it go. That comes from education and it comes from enlightenment. You got people. You know something? When I figured this out, right? And particularly people who believe in like the Malachi York and these Black Moors and everything like that. I'm seeing people who are educated, Black people, right, are so goddamn superstitious over stupid stuff. And then when you corner them, they get almost violently mad. I had this lady back in 2018, right? I went to her house to sign up for a Medicare plan, right? And she was had a house and everything in Portsmouth, Virginia, nice house and everything. And I gave her talking. At first, I thought she was one of these regular Southern black women and everything. But anyway, she was radicalized by the Malachi, the Yorkies, and all these other people like that. And she started talking this nonsense about, oh, we can't drink the water and all this kind of nonsense. We just really do this. We can't do this. I look at this lady like she's crazy. You know, oh, the foods we eat is poison. I don't eat food that's like this. Look, people go through all this stuff because they think they're getting, they think they're being enlightened and they're acting the fool. They think they're breaking away from the cold. Oh, wow. All this modernization, you know, television sending radio waves in there. They're programming. Who put this in your head? Who put this in your head? You say, okay, you live a normal life. You got food, water, shelter, and everything. Yeah, see, we got to prepare because disaster, that's been 4 years, and I'm still sitting here. You know, no disaster happened. No doomsday happened. You know, no fire, brimstone happened, and you're sitting there. It was like, remember the if you guys old enough, remember the Y2K thing? In the United States, they said, oh, when the year 2000 happened, everything's going to go blank and everything. You had Negroes going out there, you know, believing this nonsense. And I said, no, oh, man, they ain't going to be able to track your bills because everything's going to go back to zero when it turns 2000, year 2000. Motherfuckers went out there, charged up credit cards. Guess what? 2 months later, that credit card bill was due. How the fuck they do that? I thought they weren't going to be able to track it. Yo, let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you this, right? You don't listen to anything I say. You ain't escaping this shit. Your bills, your taxes, everything is going to be due when the date is due. There's no cosmic thing going to come down and free you from this system and everything. You can forget it. You really thought Y2K, the bank's going to collapse. You got people going there to charge up their credit cards. Tell, oh, we ain't got to pay this back because they ain't going to be able to track all the stuff. Guess what? Man, people put themselves in debt. And nothing happened on Y2K. That was the biggest farce in history. The Y2K's happened. This is because people are superstitious. They believe in sacred cows. What are sacred cows? Sacred cows are beliefs and ideologies that hold people back, that they hold on to sacred. I say, we in the black community have a lot of sacred cows. One of the sacred cows is our older people, you know, our traditions. Now, I'm saying if traditions are good, keep them. If they're bad, let's get rid of them. One of the sacred cows we have in our community is let's not snitch, let's not cooperate with law enforcement. And so therefore, what we do is, and when we have that sacred cow of, oh, we got to keep it real and all this kind of stuff like this, and no one wants to get off code, you got grown-ass people, right, who should know better. Or basically like, you know somebody was selling dope to kids, and I ain't see nothing, that ain't my business. Why is not that your business? Why? Because you don't want to seem like you're an oddball. Peer pressure. You don't want to feel like you're a lone guy in the field. You got nothing to say. Like I said, silence is yellow. Silence is yellow. I'm keeping silent. No, that's not silence is golden. That's silence is yellow. Silence is golden is when you be quiet when you need to be quiet and let things take their course. Silence is yellow is when you see something happening and you say nothing. That's what silence is yellow. It's not golden. It's yellow. It's not the same thing. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. We have sacred cows in our community, right? One is the biggest sacred cows is so-called black leaders, black politicians. They can do no wrong. We vote for them year after year. We put them in the office. They steal from us, rob from us. They don't deliver anything, but we don't say anything. Why? Because all they have to do is get up there and say, the white man is after me and whatnot, and they'll rally you around. Well, the white people look at it, this guy's a crook. Well, tell me one politician that ain't crooked. We have rappers out here who are preaching death and destruction. Well, everybody's out here doing it. No, everybody's not out here doing this. I was talking to someone the other day. I said, look, you ever notice that when you watch a CMT, the Country Music Channel, and you see these people out there dressed and everything, they all civilized and everything, a testament to people that once worked in coal mines and everything, that they could sit here and, you know, listen to Brad Paisley and Peace and everything like that. And you got Negroes who want to invade the country. Our country's too white. So we want to get in there and let them have their space where they don't have to deal with your bullshit. You want to invade that space. Because our stuff is all jacked up. BET Awards was a disgrace. You know, everyone says it. Even Phil Valentine comes out of retirement, I guess. I say, look, BET Awards was a disgrace. We let things like the things that, that mattered in Black America, Ebony Magazine, that, that gave us a good image and everything, we let it go down. People like Bill Cosby, who gave us positive Black America, we let that go down. So when other people want to hold on to that culture, like you have this Mexican rapper says, I don't want to sign to any Black labels. They don't want to be part of it. Bother with us. Why? Because we let our culture go down because we don't want to get rid of the garbage in our culture. We hold on to garbage in our culture because these are sacred cows. We want to glorify the drug dealer. We want to glorify the murderer. We want to glorify the people of materialism, all these things that's keeping us back. We want to glorify this stuff because they're sacred cows, you know, materialism. You know, people going out there living beyond their means and everything. These are sacred cows, you know. I ask a question. I tell people all the time, you know, if we, the money we spend in rims and fixing up our cars, imagine if we were really investing in education, investment, and all this stuff like this. But we don't do that because bling and shine and everything is part of who we are, our cultural identity. And then when we get mad when some white person, Hispanic person, acts ignorant like we are, and they start imitating our ignorance, we go, oh, you're appropriating. What are they appropriating? I don't care. Let them be that ignorant stuff. I want another group of people to come and replace us and be the most ignorant people in America. I want somebody to come here and replace us. How about that? I don't want to hold on to this nonsense. I don't want to hold on to trap and drill music and all this nonsense. Because we're going down the tubes. Because we don't know how to do it. Another sacred cow is, as long as you're making money, it's okay. Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce are openly putting out satanic stuff. I like Beyonce's album and everything. But I strongly disagree with these satanic verses and satanic message. Now, if you say something about that, right, the Beehive will come after you, right, and say, hey, you know, you can't say nothing about Beyonce because she's a billionaire. She's worth hundreds of millions. Jay-Z's a billionaire. They didn't work all that money. They gave all this money to charity and Black causes. That gives them a pass from all their wrongdoing. We're the only group of people that do that. Colin, what are you talking about? Give us a free example. I'll give you an example. Jane Fonda. I didn't even notice it until the 80s. I watched the movie when I was a younger kid, the movie 9 to 5, and Jane Fonda's workout and everything. Anyway, I remember I was watching this show called Morton Downey Show, right? And Jane Fonda, he would show on Jane Fonda, right? Attacking Jane Fonda. I said, what is he talking about Jane Fonda for? And then I learned about who Hanoi Jane was. She went out there and with the Marines and said death to the Marines. And she was dancing with the Viet Cong and all stuff like this when she was a young woman. But many parts of white America have never forgiven about that. They don't care if she's married to a billionaire Ted Turner. They don't care. They stand on their principles. If you defy them, remember the Dixie Chicks. They went out there and they had legitimate beef against George Bush in this war. Those white people, I don't care how good their country music was, they were calling them whores, prostitutes, everything like this. You know? Why? Because they have values. People who have sacred cows don't have values. They have things they hold on to. Values are supposed to uplift you. Values protects your posterity, protects who you are, protects your future, protects your morals, protects your intellect, protects who you are, your personality, you know, and what you have to give to the world. That's what your values are. Those are things you value, okay? Sacred cows are things you hold on to out of ignorance. You know, sacred cows are things you hold on to out of ignorance, out of superstition and fear. unfortunately, right, people who believe in sacred cows, right, are put on the same level as people who have actual common values. Someone who believes in, let's say, open marriage, right? Let's say you have a culture that believes in polygamy, open marriage. That's their thing. That's not a value system. That's a sacred cow. That's something perverted that somebody did 300 years ago, and you just kept doing it. The mafia, all Meta, and all the stuff like this. That's not a value. Italian culture don't value the mafia. But the superficial people with their sacred cows, all the mafia, all the stuff like this, these are the rituals and everything. You see the difference? Values uphold morals and good. Sacred cows, for the most part, uphold, justify evil and backwardness and bad things. There's a real big difference, and we have to make sure that we separate the two. It seems to me that people in our culture will throw out all the good, but they won't talk about the bad. They'll keep the bad, right? But the good things, they just wither around. Somebody asked me, well, what is Black American culture? Well, the Black American culture that we used to have for a long time, you didn't want any part of. You thought it was corny, stupid. The part of Black America that you hold on to, being ignorant, being uneducated, foolish, partying all the time, everything, that's the part of the culture you hold on to. The part of Black America that strives for achievement and resilience and everything, like I said, there's two Black Americas. There's Black America that can overcome, right, and a Black people that basically just fall down all the time, complaining about racism, complaining about white people, and complaining about the system. Like Chris Rock said, there's Black people and there's niggas. Sacred cows. These are things, ideologies, beliefs that one holds on to their own detriment, that keeps them behind, keeps them backwards, keeps them from progressing. Do you understand? Do you understand what sacred cows are? Do you understand this? Beliefs, ideologies, and systems that you hold in place that hold you back from progressing. Progress and getting better. Those are sacred cows. Now, a lot of times, you know, there's a blurred line between values and sacred cows. Sacred cows are, if you notice that the sacred cow is, people who have sacred cows can never just keep them to themselves. They're always trying to get other people, try to inconvenience other people to look at their sacred cows and go along with it. That's like the line in the sand. That's like the line. This is what it is. Well, values are apparent. You could see the good in it. You can see the value in it. It's almost universal. These are values. This is what we believe in. And smart people know those are sacred cows. You know in your heart what you're doing is wrong, backward, and ignorant, and archaic, you know, and savage almost. But you hold on to it. Because you're defiant. You're defiant about progress. You're defiant about what's good, what's natural. So you hold on to those sacred cows. You hold on to those beliefs. My mama told me this, but now my mama told you. You ever have a girl you date, and every time she does some stupid, right? Not always immoral, right? You're dating a girl. Well, my mama told me, blah, 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 blah. Well, you don't listen. I heard you and your mama argue, right? You don't listen to a goddamn thing she says. But when it's something that you want, right? Or my mama says, if a man loves you, he'll do this. So you'll take that part, right? But if it's anything else, right, your mother tells you to do, you don't want to listen. No, man, you don't know what you're talking about. But as soon as you get along, well, I can't do that because I was raised with this. I was taught by this. My mama told me a man do this, blah, blah, blah. But I just heard you on the phone. You told your mother she ain't shit. She never raised you right and everything. But when it's something to your benefit, you see how narcissists work? The sacred cow is basically a trophy and a banner for the narcissist. Well, mom told me this, man. You know, if you can't do this for me, blah, 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 blah. But something's to your benefit, right? You hold on to it. Something that could benefit you personally, whatever like that, it's a sacred cow. You want to hold on to it. You notice how sacred cows have never, when people have sacred cows, it's never about them giving anything to anybody. I want to say this before we begin the next segment, right? I want somebody to have collagenesis as a sacred cow. You love me so much, man, that you cash at me $200 a day. That ain't happening. Why? Because people are going to lose. Sacred cows mean you're going to gain something. It puts you on top. When people come around you, oh, this, that, oh, we believe this. Oh, no, we can't do this. People basically want to take control over your life under their sacred cows. These are narcissist people. They're dangerous. Another thing, you know what a sacred cow is, right? When people always trying to tell somebody about what to eat and what not to eat. That ain't because they give a goddamn about your health. They want to shame you and tell you what you eat and control you. Beware this. People get like this idiot Pharaoh says that. Oh, black people eat this, black men. The dude looks sickly, his damn self. He looks like he can't even lift up a plate of food by himself. He looks sickly and old and everything. Oh, Dr. Sebi. Remember Dr. Sebi that passed away at 75? If he was supposed to be this genius about living, why did he die? Oh, he died from a thing. Oh, then when their sacred cows die, like Dr. Sebi, right? They say, oh, he was murdered. How the fuck was he murdered? He was down in Honduras selling people all the stuff. You know, he even had left eye down there. You know, had left eye down there. And every time, when I last time I saw Dr. Sebi alive, he was in a bed like he was sickly. His old crusted hands, somebody's hands. And he said he's 75, but I know when I looked at his hands, right? His hands look like Dr. said he was like in his 90s. He died, right, of illness. He talked about don't eat broccoli, don't eat this, don't eat that. Oh, but Dr. Sebi. I said, then people like my brother, Chief X, questioned Dr. Sebi because people bought some of his product and got sick, lost their hair, lost everything. But you don't talk about Dr. Sebi because he's a sacred cow in the black community, you know? And what gets me is, and you got these people, it's like, we never underestimate the ignorance of black America. Black America is the most gullible people because we live in a modern civilization, modern society. And we don't really know how to, so when someone comes along and tells you, I had to check somebody the other night on my brother Bermani show, talking about, Carl, you don't believe in spirituality? I said, man, take your spirituality and stick it up your ass. I said, you give me the definition of it. Blah, 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 blah. Hour later, I said, I still don't understand what you mean by spirituality. Well, when you go to war, you got to have a spirit. You know, I said, what if you would take the Yoruba god? Yeah, we could bellow that. What if somebody says, okay, I want the Ashanti? Well, okay. And then we talked about how the Boxer Rebellion, they believed they had all these spiritual awakening, and they got slaughtered with the Gatling gun in China. Well, spirituality can help you feel good. I said, you can get crack and make you feel good. You can smoke weed and make you feel good. What's your spirituality? Well, no, you don't have a spirituality. It's just something that you hold on to that you could throw in somebody's face to make you seem like you're more woke, you're more deep than somebody else. That's what I'm talking about for tonight. Sacred cows. How do we get rid of them? How do we deal with them? You know? And how do we get rid of them? How do we get deal with these people? you know. And you can't really, and also, you cannot live in your life in fear. Fear being wrong. Because nobody has the damn answer. Everybody think they got the damn answer. They make you think, oh, they're so deep. They're so righteous and everything. And they're struggling and they're insecure just like you are. So don't let everybody think that they're sacred cows and everything. And we'll talk more about Dr. Sebi coming up in this segment, you know?
Question. Yeah. So I go to my heavy Chevy and pop the trunk. I don't. I ain't never said. Let it chop a go, wow, to your melon. Where the plasma is oozing out of your cerebellum.
Radio show. I'm the chief host of the Colony Nation Radio Show, broadcasting on DeVille Radio Show throughout the world. I'm honored to be here. Shout out to my brother, Chris C. Butter, Show Butter Show, broadcasting on Saturdays afternoons. I miss this show because my radio and my car is messed up and everything. I'm driving Saturday, so I didn't get a chance to listen to his show live because I got the Bluetooth and all that. Nothing works. I can't, you know something? I wish I could just go back to a regular where we have the regular radio and a CD in the car and stuff like that. All this freaking technology. I take my car to the shop. When I first bought the car, the radio didn't work, right? Drove off the lot. A week later, I took it to the shop, and they did something, and the radio popped back on, you know? And I said to myself, man, all this, whatever. Now, a year later, you know, I had my car a year and 2 months now. The radio's off again. You know, so the place I bought the car from, they can't fit me in for an appointment. But then I realized a brand new car, so I should be able to take it to any Mitsubishi dealership and get it done. So that's my way to do one thing. I have so much on, my week is so full, I don't have time to do this. But sometime, maybe Monday, I might take the day to myself, right? Go to a Mitsubishi dealership and say, it's under warranty. Can you take a look at this radio? You know, can you take a look at this radio? Because I can't. It's been 2 weeks now. I'm driving around with
thousands of bitch, you quiet at the bus, making the bus. I got self-love, unplugged the news. Watch a nigga transfuse. 30 at the confuse, heavy at the booze. I don't want, I get carried. Go to platinum frisbees on my wall. Put the properly, but commonly. Are you a fool, you right, brother? The Indian, the soul man, had entered the white man, my grandfather. Step up, they did not wipe the fuck out. Come to the cookout, dirty bitch at the mouth. You scared, run around like the plane about to crash.
Yo, the regular money won't tickle up. We collect a lot, bigger dicks, sex enigma. Pistol for the largest stigma. Stick box, order from Pink Dot. The seeds get stuck on ink blocks. Airsoft bugs in the sink box. Who take your corpse? Take your brain on space warp. Swap springs like New York. Great hero Jim Thorpe. How can I put it? Life is like video footage. Hard to edit. Directors, they never understood it. Too impulsive. A deadly corrosive dosage. Attack when you least notice. Through explosive postage. I don't play. The rap souffle saute for the day. Zigzag, zig, a leg, palm, head, spread like plague. We drink Hennessy by the check. I got the golden egg, plus the goose. 80 proof, absolute mix of cranberry juice. 10 scene boost. I got your neck in the noose. Keep my money wrinkled. The rap star twinkle, killer instinct. 16 bar Nico, sell more copies than Chico. Go like a fetus with no hands and feet to complete us. Then we return like Jesus with the whole world need us.
Is it appetite for destruction? Slap a murder rap on this production. I touch something, trust nothing. Iron lung, twisted metal. I see him ducking, my dark gun. Bussing from every angle. Worldwide total carnage. The stick is slow. That be cold name, Agent Orange. Killing you slow. It's only right you pay homage to those that's about to blow like that shit up your nose. Solid as a rock when I strike talking. Herb Al, screaming on you like a drill sergeant. Herb Al, got me where I wanna be right now. Don't know the time, check the hour on your sundown. Watch me shine, jump off a cheap wine. Each line be on point when I speak mine. On behalf of my crew, into the whole 36 more deadly chambers to take the
room. It's cool, motherfucker. I'm gonna tame, motherfucker. It's cool, motherfucker. I'm gonna tame, motherfucker. It's cool, motherfucker. I'm gonna tame, motherfucker. It's cool, motherfucker. I'm gonna tame, motherfucker.
Wu-Tang Clan, Wu-Tang, motherfuckers, Wu-Tang, you know, even the Wu-Tang couldn't stand up for the onslaught of the goofy ass shit that was to follow the next decade, you know? But we still give them applause. So. My head swelled up already. Okay, I want to talk about some headlines. What's important? You know, some headlines. What's important? A big thing going on now is this debate about who founded hip hop. By no other than Tariq Nasheed with his ADOS FBA. I told you 2 years ago this stuff is dangerous, right? Now Busta Rhymes, who I always say was black and everything. Now Busta Rhymes represents Jamaica. I never knew he was Jamaican, you know? Didn't care. Fat Joe's a Puerto Rican from... So why are we having this debate? Because people, basically, these stupid black people in our culture who thrive on division. As I recall, right, growing up, Puerto Ricans and Hispanics had a major role in hip-hop. And if you look at hip-hop, it was the Irish dance, the Irish fiddler dance had a lot of influence on it, you know? Soupy Sales, you know? And people doing Mickey Mouse rhymes. You know, all that stuff like that had an influence on hip-hop. Rock and roll had an influence on hip-hop. You know, disco had an influence on hip-hop. Jazz had an influence. Who said? Grandmaster Flash said, Grandmaster, check this out. Melly Mel. This what gets me is, why is nobody interviewing people like Melly Mel? I got a thing for my brother, C-Butter out there. Let's get a hold of Melly Mel. Let's have that discussion. Melly Mel said, hip-hop is the most appropriating thing ever created. They said, we appropriate everything. We've appropriated friggin' classical music, you know? We funkified everything. Hip hop used everything. They use classical music. They use jazz. They use opera. They use everything. Now everybody, these self-righteous Negroes wanna get up there. Oh, the purity of hip hop. And let me tell you something. Let me be frank with you. Most black middle class people back in the early days despised hip hop. It was the ghetto, it was a hood, you know? It wasn't until really Run DMC came along, you know, that it became like, okay, cool for residentials to be B-boys, stuff like that. But for the most part, most black people were not into this stuff. They were not. You know, if you wanted hip-hop, you had to go to the Bronx. The Bronx was a different culture. The South Bronx was different than the North Bronx. If you wanted to experience the energy of hip-hop, the DJs, and all the cutting and everything, you had to go to the South Bronx. That's where it was at. It was a kibosh of different cultures, Latin culture, a New York version of Latin culture, Jamaican culture, everything. Of course, Black American culture influenced all this. But to say Black America basically invented all this and without any influence is a lie. It was a lie. Black American culture was the basis of hip hop, but it wasn't all there. You had everybody in the Bronx and everything. And there was many different rap and rap music and MC and stuff like that. That was mostly influenced by Black America. But the DJing, the breakdancing, the graffiti, all that stuff like that had everybody in the Bronx. It was about the ghetto. It was about the Bronx, the benighted, the benign neglect, people who were poor. Got together and had a good time, knew how to create energy and have a good time. You had people coming from the subways all over the city to freaking feel this hip-hop vibe. There was nothing like it in the world. It was a combination of the Puerto Ricans, the Afro-Dominicans, the black people from the South, the Caribbeans, and all these other people getting together, and they were just partying. And it's like that. It was a Bronx culture. Who were the Bronx? Look at the demographics. Man Parrish. I believe Man Parrish is Puerto Rican. You know? Hip-hop. Bebop. Don't stop. hip hop, bebop. So somebody like Tariq Nasheed, who's a bumpkin, black, foundational black American, corny ass foundation, like, once about hip hop was created, these people took it over, creating all this riff that's completely unnecessary. You know, gets out of dividing people based on their lineage and everything like that. We kicked it with Puerto Ricans. Everybody kicked it back in the days. So this idea, Puerto Ricans like this. Most black people were into R&B at the time. They went to Rick James, soul music and everything. Hip-hop couldn't get on the regular radio stations back then. The first one to get on radio stations in daytime was Run DMC. I remember that. And you had Grandmaster Flash, you know, The Message and stuff like that. Or The Message and Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge. Or White Lines. When Grandmaster Flash did that thing with Chaka Khan, okay, it became a little more mainstream. Remember Chaka Khan? Melly Mel was on some show. You know, and we were proud. We saw Melly Mel up there with Chaka Khan. We made it. You know, we made it. We saw Melly Mel up there with Chaka Khan and whatnot, doing that solo of Chaka Khan. All I'm going to do is I'm going to feel for you, you know? You know, bottom line is this, man. I said, man, we made it, man. Hip-hop is in the big time. We were on mainstream TV. We never got on television. You know, there was no market for hip-hop on mainstream in the early 80s. You know? And then the movie Crush Groove comes out. You know, that movie was a success. That put hip hop on the map a little bit. Crush grooving, body moving. Crush grooving, body moving. You know, so, and it wasn't until hip hop started being embraced by certain segments of white people that black people started getting along with. Okay, I still got people like, yo, man, I don't like that brand new shit. That's just whack, man. Black people were into the church music, they were into the gospel, they were into the, you know, soul. R&B and soul was still the biggest thing on black radio, you know, back in the days. You know, it wasn't hip-hop, you know, it wasn't rap. By the late 80s, you had LL Cool J on the radio in the daytime and, you know, the Fat Boys and stuff like that, you know. For the most part, you know, it wasn't Dougie Fresh, you know, Slick Rick, you know, and everything. You know, so bottom line, hip-hop was not just compared to Slick Rick. Are you going to claim Slick Rick? Slick Rick's from England. He's Caribbean. Born in England. He's Jamaican. You know? So you're going to basically say, Dana Dane, Dougie Fresh, all the brothers are from the Caribbean. LL Cool J, his grandfather was born in the Caribbean. You know? DMC, Run DMC, his mother was actually Dominican. You know, Afro-Dominican. We don't know Kool Herc from Jamaica. Curtis Blow. Yeah, he might have been from the islands too. Nobody gave a fuck about where somebody came from. All this freaking nonsense going back and forth. I hate social media sometimes. I really do. I said in the show last night, man, it's time to shut the fuck up. That was one of the best shows last week. Shut up. If you want to see it, listen to it, go on Spotify, The Collar Nation, and my last show from last week. You know, the show from 2 weeks ago. I don't know what Spotify is doing. It's cutting my things down and my recordings, whatever like that. You know, I have no idea. Or maybe, you know something? Maybe I violated some guidelines, some with the music, whatever. That's what I think it is. Sometimes we go publish, you don't have rights to the music, whatever, they cut that shit out. Or maybe I've said some inflammatory. You know, I said some inflammatory shit, and they might have cut that out too. You know, sometimes they cut it out because if I say something inflammatory and offend people, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend. I just mean to tell it like it is. So if you're offended, you can go to hell. You know, how about that? But, you know, I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, can things get any worse? You mean to tell me now we got to fight with our Jamaican brothers and Puerto Ricans over fucking hip-hop? You know, something, you know, that instead of saying, you know, let's clean this shit up and make it a thing. We're sitting there trying to talk about who invented it. I would like to know who let this shit go down to the fucking, gutter that it's in right now. Hip hop had a good run, 1979 to 1989. After that, when mainstream media took over shit, man, it went left. After like the 80s, hip hop went down the drain. The 80s, hip hop was a beautiful art form. It was fun. You know, we had fun with it and everything like that. 90s, man, here comes crack. Here comes gangsters. Here comes murder. Here comes all this stuff like this. And it went left. Here comes mainstream. Here comes friggin' Hot 97. Here comes all these friggin' hot stations and hot this and hot that and everything. We're going to give you hip-hop, but we're going to take all the commentary and everything like that that balances out. We're just going to give you more ignorance than you could imagine. You know, no conscious stuff, no nothing. You just get on the radio. It used to be a rapper knew he had to come consciously because we control, we gatekeep the culture. I remember one time LL Cool J was like, you know, Kumo D got on LL Cool J and said, you know, it was a real thing back then. Kumo G, I mean, LL Cool J went to the Ivory Coast and they gave him an African thing. So that was his thing, saying I'm African. Like, but Kumo D before that was saying, LL don't do nothing positive, nothing conscious and everything like that. He don't say no. All he thought about girls. And that was criticism of LL Cool J. So LL Cool J said, yo, I'm going to the motherland. Can you beat that, Kumo D? But there was a pressure on people to do right, to produce. You know, how many your lyrics, you know? Are you educating the people, you know? So there was a lot of pressure on people. Then, like I said, when Puff Daddy came along, and then he recruited LL Cool J to do Flavor in Your Ear remix and everything, that was the end of that shit. Now we don't have to worry about conscious stuff because we write them off as player haters and mad rappers. And it's been gone left since then. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm freaking lying. You know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the absolute friggin' truth. But as you know, I'm still suspended on Facebook. I got 1 week from today left to get back on Facebook, you know. And so, let's see. I haven't been able to post anything and everything like that because I'm suspended, you know. I'm suspended on Facebook. And so, I can't say nothing on Facebook and everything. So, let's see. What I like to do. No, I'm not going to pay on TikTok. Let's see. There's some articles I can't post on my page. What I do is I find articles on Facebook I want to talk about, right? And I post them to my timeline and everything. But I can't. They don't let you post to the timeline. So you can't talk about them. You know, you can't talk about them. So I can't save anything. So I'm going to see if I can find something. I'm going to keep scrolling and see if I can find something that's relevant. But when you know I can't find anything, you know, I got 1 week left. You know, 1 week. I don't think my Facebook page will be back before the next show, folks. I'm sorry about that. You know. Let's see. I'm still still looking, folks. Bear with me. Thinking about going on a cruise, you know? Don't know. I got J-Mall telling me that I should come down. He's in the Dominican Republic right now. I said, J-Mall, I was talking some Spanish today. Couldn't speak any English. So, oh, hey, Kyla. Hola, Kyla on the phone today. He's down there smashing some Dominican chicks and everything. I said, I can't do that. I'm engaged. I'm right there. I could look. Am I wrong for looking? If I go around and I see some booty, I'm like, hey, you know. At least in those countries, you can look at a girl and say, damn. And you won't get sued or whatever like that. Here in America, God forbid, if you're a heterosexual man, you look at some booty, you know, you just committed a federal offense. You got to work. Let me ask you something, fellas. How do you get away with looking at a booty? Do you do that quick, you know, and they're looking at your eyes, making sure your eyes... Yeah, you that quick look and that quick millisecond look at it, it's etched in your brain as if you stand for like 10 minutes. You get that quick look. Okay, I got the picture in my head. Now you go home and say, okay, I remember the ass. You can't even do that no more. You know, because if you look anywhere in the direction, the girl, aha, he looked in this way. Had a girl like that the other day, yesterday. I was pumping gas, right? Girl, black girl, fat ass, she gets out of the car. And you know how the play is on. It's like I'm sitting pumping my gas. She pulls up to the gas station, gonna pump her gas, right? And I was one of those moves like, dude, I'm not trying to talk to you or whatever like that. I don't get like that, right? So I made a brief eye contact, right? But I guess women nowadays, right, as soon as, yo, shorty, let me get your name. I'm not one of them dudes. So she gets out of the car and whatnot, like, I gotta get my car. And basically gave me that, nigga, don't even try. I'm like, look down. I didn't even look her way. I just kept my head down. And she looked back to see if I was going to look. I looked at her. I was not looking at her at all. A nice ass on her, but I glare my eye. I saw it. And so I'm like this, man. I ain't got time to play with these girls and everything like that. This nonsense and everything. These games, you know, and these games. Go someplace else with this game. I know the game, you know. You got a nice ass, you know, a nice body, cute and everything. You got a nice ass, nice body and everything. Guys are looking at you and everything like that. You know, it's a game. It's like every time you go, everywhere you go is like a game, you know. And whether you want a part of it or not, women can't tell whether you want, because they automatically assume, because you got a dick, that you're part of that game. That I know that you want to put your dick inside of me. That I know you want to put the dick inside of me. But how do I get it across women that I'm not fucking interested? Just go out there. Just come out the car, pump your gas, and get the fuck out of here. You don't have to make a special interest getting out of your car and doing this and everything like that, checking everything. You know, guys will stare at your ass and like, I'm not doing that. I mean, I took a peep, you know, but I'm not going to do that. You got dudes out there with wife, kids, responsible and everything. They see a girl with ass. All that's out the door. Let's say they get her. They'll say 3 months later, that was a video. Okay, story time. Story time, right? And I don't like videotaping people in public, so I don't do it. I took a picture of the girl because she's cute. I was eavesdropping, and I wasn't being nosy, folks, but the girl was talking loud on the fucking speakerphone and Sunrise Pizzeria. I was having pasta. Tortellini pasta with chicken and Cajun. Yeah, delicious. You know, tortellini shells, right? They come in orange, green, and white shells, you know, the round shells, whatever. And it's delicious. You know, tortellini is the best pasta. So I'm sitting there having that thing, right? And I talked to the owner, right? And he got on the phone. So I hear this girl, bad looking, light skinned black girl. She was fine. And she was basically talking to a guy on the phone, and she was saying, you didn't, why wouldn't you honest me that you were married? He's like, well, you know, all of a sudden she was like, you think you're going to find somebody like me, whatever. He's like, nah, man, it was this, like, you just, you know, you told me you love me and everything like that. And she was like going off on this. Yeah, you ain't going to find nobody like me. You know, your wife don't like me and everything like that. It was just a sad situation. She's beautiful. So I'm sitting across the thing. I don't know if she was trying to talk loud so I could be like, yo, baby, yo. Yo, I know you hurting, right? Get the fuck out of here. Like 20 years ago, maybe I would have been a clown, you know, save a whole clown and been over there. Oh, baby, man, yo, he don't know what he missing down on, man. Yo, bottom line, now that I see what I see, you get older, and because of social media, you say, okay, so that's what they be thinking. You're a clown, you know, if you're going to be a put the bait out there. She's putting the bait out there, so she goes, like, look at what a clown. She wants to know she still has it. Yo, I was supposed to be, I was dressed nice. I had my shirt and tie on, you know? And so, no, wait a minute. This was last Friday. I had my shirt and tie on, you know, and slacks on and everything. I was good, you know? New clean haircut, clean cut and everything like that. I looked good. I was sitting there like a businessman eating my lunch and everything like that, you know? And she was like, oh, man, maybe this guy come over and start talking to me and everything like that. I don't want to, even if I wasn't in a relationship, whatever, sometimes when you get older, when figures out we're older, you don't want to be involved with a lot of nonsense and drama. You don't want to be there. You know, it's not worth the time and effort. So it's like, a lot of women don't understand what's going with older guys. How come they're like, the older guys have a low threshold for bullshit, you know, and nonsense. And so, therefore, we just more like, hey, you know, I feel you. You look good, you know. But the time I'm going to take to get to know you and everything, the time I get into your drawers, I'm like, you know, I can't do it, girl. You know, the thought that counts, the fact that I know you're talking all this loud over here so you can get my attention, you know, I get it, you know. You know, but I'm like this, you know, the best thing to do is go in the other direction. You know, you see these toxic women and you got to run. You got to get the hell out of here. You got to get the fuck out. You got to go someplace else. Go in another direction. You know, you really got to run.
Wanna get caught in your spell? I'ma make you put me through living hell. Time and time again, when me see you not the party, get up, stand up and run the way you put it on me body. I'm me feel it all out, now you alone get me to nothing. You make me fall in love, me shoulda listen to me charge it. Why you make me feel away, my body got controlling me? You get me the fire, now we burn, burn, baby. Look at what you do to me, take over my energy. Shoulda know you never do to me. I know you make me happy, run, 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 me happy, run, run, run. You make a good girl happy, run, 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 just to protect my head. Now you till you settle down. Now I'm gonna make you let your spell on me. Whoa. Why you make me feel away? My body controlling me. You gave me the fire, now we burn, burn, baby. Look at what you do to me. Take over my energy.
Yep, you find trouble, you got to run in the opposite direction. Run, 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 get the hell out of there, and whatnot. Run from that shit, run everything. Some brothers can't do that. It's testosterone. Maybe, I want to know, I want to get some testosterone-based, testosterone and everything, get my libido up and everything. Maybe I'll put myself to the test. You know, you get older, you're like, you know, you can barely get it up anymore. You're like, so therefore, it's easy for you to be like that. But when you got that, when the days where you just, the only thing you think about is how to stick your dick into something and everything like that. And I was with those days, right? You know, I did some dumb shit. I put myself, I look at it now, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? I went, yo, the length I went through to get ass, man. God damn, you look at it now like, damn, but that's what you do, man. That's why I tell young people, I can't tell you because I've done some crazy shit. I think of all the situations I was in and everything. I'm like, God damn, I did all that just to try to get in those drawers. And I did that, you know, just to get those drawers, get those legs open and everything like that. Man, I put myself in that situation, I'm like, damn, you know, what the hell you do, man? But that's what human nature is, man. That power to have sex and everything is powerful, you know? I don't think men are designed to, you know, I think men should be able to get sex on a regular basis. I really do. And what's happening right now is women are selfish. So the reason why society is messed up is because women are thinking about themselves. They don't care about what men's needs are. I said to myself, that's freaking dangerous. You got women out there saying men are not needed. Oh, really? Men are not needed, right? And this one woman said, it's on TikTok, right? This lady pointed to her driveway, she pointed to her road, and she starts walking down her road. She says, this driveway built by man. She goes, sewer lines built by men. And she goes, that car in my driveway, and you're all you women out there talk all this, you don't need men stuff, built by men. The whole world you live in that you're allowed to sit here and make these comments, built by men. And all these women, that's not true. That's not true. That's a terrible thing. I'm glad women are saying it now. Because a sacred cow is telling a woman that they need men and women are not equal as men. You know, that men run the world, men built the world and everything. That's not true. It's a man's world. You can't say that. That's a sacred cow. Telling a woman this is a man's world and everything like that. It's a sacred cow. Look what they did to Andrew Tate. I seen this one cute little white girl. She's like, if any guy that likes anime, mama! And she starts screaming to the point of violence. A little 130-pound woman like she can kill somebody over what somebody's saying. And he's banned on all social media platforms. He's the outrage if you say what he say. All he's doing is telling women, you know, men is what men think. If you say anything nowadays that goes against the grain or whatever like that, you can't tell truth anymore because truth interferes with people's sacred cows. You know, you have a sacred cow there and the truth be damned. Your sacred cow comes before the truth. Your sacred cow comes before reason, logic, facts, biology. You have your sacred cow. You're sitting there just adoring. You're on your knees at the altar. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, my sacred cow and everything. But the thing is about your sacred cow, although you are worshiping your sacred cow, somebody else is saying you are a fool. You're an idiot. You're a moron. You say to the person, why you're on your phone doing your boom shakalaka and Hail Marys and all this other to your sacred cows. And everything, and your schnagalagas, boom shakalakas, and your Hail Marys, and everything like that to your sacred cow. I'm not doing it. See, it's not enough that they have their sacred cows. They want you to bow down to it too. You know, it's something like if you ever see some people when they have a favorite TV show, right? And you go over to the house, and you know, watch, this is fun, this part's fun. Now everybody know you have that type of person. And you might be that person yourself, you know, motherfucker. You might be that type of person. And you just sit there like, oh, watch this, man. This is a great episode. Watch what he says when he comes in. See, this is such a, he's my favorite character, man. You're like, and a person sitting over there like, damn, when is she gonna go off? But you don't see that. You're subjecting that person to something you like. And you want him to get on like it because that confirms you don't want to be alone. Misery loves company. It ain't enough that you got a sacred cow or something. You have to convince someone else to go along with you. Or don't feel right. That's what, and you'll say, well, Carl, where are you going with this? Why? Because sacred cows are that breeds extremism. It breeds fanaticism. It breeds the type of people who will go and take a machine gun and shoot up a church or shoot up a school. Because they have some beliefs, some fucked up belief and everything that they have that they can't express to the world, and the bottom line, and the world rejects them, and the world laughs at them and ridicules them, so they'll go out there and kill people based on the fact that you thought you had the last laugh. I'm going to have the last laugh. So they get pleasure out of terrorizing and tormenting people that didn't describe. This, like I said, people talk about this. One thing that was missed in the Columbine thing that's not talked about, right after the Columbine thing, right? This is the start of this whole bullshit, right? Bullying. They talked about bullying and stuff like this, right? They were bullied. But then they interviewed someone that they said these guys were bullies. The Columbine, that shot with Columbine. These guys were weirdos and stuff like this. And when they couldn't bully the people or whatever, like couldn't get their way, they would try to other people. They thought they were the in crowd and everything. And when it comes up on it, they were the outcasts and everything. And they were marginalized because they were rejected. And some of them had racist views and everything. And the media portrays the Columbine shooters as victims. We got to get in there. That's why you got in the 90s, in the 2000s, we had all these boy bands. We got to change the culture. They blame Marilyn Manson and all stuff like this. Bullying culture. All this bullies and everything like this. That's what kids go through. You know? And so, therefore, they made it seem like anybody that was a strong whatever like that was the problem. The problem was these guys had beliefs and ideas that nobody respected. But instead of rejecting what they did or keeping themselves, they took their anger out and vengeance on other people. Do you understand why they call me the College Genesis? Do you understand why I'm the chief host of the Voice of the College Nation radio show, broadcasting every Wednesday night on DeVilleRadio.com? Do you understand why I am what I am? Do you ever have anybody break stuff down like that to you? Do you ever have anybody drop jewels like that to you? I'm the chief host of the Voice of the College Nation radio show. And the bottom line is this. Sacred cows, they're dangerous. Beware people who have sacred cows. Beware people who are trying to get you to believe in something you don't believe in or you don't feel right in your spirit, in your gut. Beware people who insist on you liking something or believing something and everything. Because when you don't, right, you don't know how deep that person believes in that, what you're believing in. A sacred cow that came out not too long was cryptocurrency. Every time I raise an objection towards, I don't get it. It still may be a place to make money. I believed in it at first and everything, but it got sidetracked and railed as a new thing. It's going to replace the dollar. And also invest all your money in crypto and everything. All this kind of nonsense. And I didn't buy it. I did not buy it. You know, they also, oh, crypto crashed. You know, it constantly crashing. How does the crypto keep crashing and people wiping out? And people still talking about this. I have my brother, Charles Crypto Black. I don't see him doing shows anymore. I'm sitting on talking about crypto anymore. They got a crypto cult. The people are true believers. And they're off to themselves. Okay, that's good. But when I came on and everything like that, and I started this, they don't come to me with it anymore. Crypto is a sacred cow. People bought into it. You know, that's their religion. It's this sacred. It's intrinsic, you know? They got to friggin', you have not, it's not only the fact that they believe in it, you have it. They have to proselytize about it. They got to pontificate about it. They got to grandstand about it. They got to evangelize about it, you know, they got to go out there and sing hallelujah, you know, cryptocurrency. And with social media, these people who spread their sacred cows around and everything like that, they don't get checked. And then when you get checked, I'm the one that basically owes this. And also, people always call me a hater. You know, no, I'm not a hater. I just have a low threshold for bullshit. Oh, why are you hating, Colin? You hating, man. You just hating. You hating, Colin. No, and now I'm right. No one's talking about crypto anymore. You know, nobody. Nobody's talking about it anymore. See, people making it, okay. Yeah, you could do it. I said, well, I thought this was supposed to be the... We're going to replace the dollar and everybody's going to get rich and everything, put money in and everything like that. And the same rules of that apply to the dollar. The dollar goes up and goes down, so is crypto. So what's the difference between crypto and the damn dollar? It's like, oh, nothing. It's just alternative money. Alternative for fucking what? You know, I thought the whole idea is that crypto, because it's peer-to-peer trading, it doesn't. Why? Because crypto value is now based on speculation. Same thing as regular currencies. You know, the market's volatile. No matter, it's still tied to a consumption and speculation. I knew that back then. Consumption trumps everything. Consumption determines whether you're going to spend your crypto, invest it, or pay off bills. Whether your crypto grows or not depends on whether people are buying stuff, goods and services.
the supply and demand law, the law of supply and demand. I knew all this. That's why I wasn't sold, oh man, we're gonna replace the dollar, man. We're gonna do this. We're gonna replace the dollar. Dollar ain't gonna do shit no more. We're gonna have our own currency. All this crypto. I'll trade everything in crypto because the dollar's about there. Guess what? The dollar's still fucking sitting there. Despite inflation, everything. You know what I'm saying? You go to your thing. I guess you could pay some bills in crypto. You know, some people accept crypto, but it doesn't really matter. You're gonna be out the same amount of money as if you went and spent dollars with it. You know, dumb fucks, you know. You know, dumb fucks. You're gonna go out there and you found something new. You found something new. And you're going to be the new Negro on the block talking about cryptocurrency. The wave of the future. Before people told me about Amazon. Now they said Amazon got, 2 million people ordering Amazon trying to sell stuff online. And where are they back? They're back at their regular job. They're back out there at the post office. You know? Yeah, I thought you was going to be out of your job in 6 months with your little Amazon business online. You know, you thought you were going to escape the plantation with your little online business. Yeah, yeah, man. This is the wave of the future. You got to know, man. Yo, bro, there's no such thing as a free meal. There's no such thing as an easy ride. There's nothing in this world that's free. Anybody tells you that, they're lying to you. You know? They're telling you that they're lying to you. So in concluding about crypto, sacred cows is, and we learned a lot about sacred cows tonight. One, sacred cows are things that beliefs, ideas, and customs that people hold on to their own detriment. It's usually in defiance. It's usually in arrogance. And also, sacred cows most often in foolishness, backwardness, and evil. If you have a sacred cow and everything, like people say, okay, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I believe that the Bible and all that's a lie and everything. Okay, that's something you're sacred. But it's not enough for you just to say that, right? You got to go out there, go out of your way to make sure people are not allowed to use the Bible in the court, talk about it in school, and all stuff like this, because that is your sacred cow. Even though you're the sacred cows, also people have sacred cows. They basically don't care about them being. It's usually. Sacred cows defy the rule of majority rule or what's in the greater good of the society. You know, the people with sacred cows are anti-society. They're sociopaths. They're doing anything to defy the logic, the social order, to disrupt the social order because they don't like the position in the social order that they were assigned to. Do I have to say that in Greek or say that? A lot of times people, when you see people that got these extreme views and everything, they don't like the caste or the social class or whatever that they were in that they can't get out of, right? They try to act like they represent that class. And like people say, I'm in the hood and everything. I'm in the hood. I rep my hood. They don't really rep the hood. They hate the hood. But they want you to worship the hood. It's their sacred cow, the hood culture. They represent the hood culture. While the first time they get money, they're moving out into the suburbs, right? Look at, if you think I'm lying, Young Buck and all these people, Young Thug and all people destroyed Atlanta. Bankhead was a slum in north part of Atlanta, right, which most of them come from. Buckhead was the suburbs. Now most of them are buying houses out of suburbs and moving, pushing white people out of it, million-dollar properties and everything. Bankhead is being Buckhead is being influenced by people flooded by people from Buckhead's influenced by people from Bankhead, but the Bankhead people don't adjust themselves and act like people in Buckhead to keep it. They want to keep their hood. They want to keep it real. They have sacred cows of their ignorance. their violence, their murder culture, the drug dealing culture, the dysfunction. Those are sacred cows. That's our culture. That's who we are and everything. We want to keep it real. That's why I looked at the buffoon killer Mike. He goes out there and gets down when a preacher says, don't you think the black church is harmless? The black church? Nigga, are you kidding me? You're going to talk about the black church who run food pantries, education, everything like that, put the perform weddings on people and everything, do right? You're going to say the black church held black America back when you were around people that put out death, destruction, and thing? This is what I mean by sacred cows. We're not allowed to talk about, with Killer Mike, we're not allowed to talk about all the death and destruction that you're a part of. Killer Mike seemed like a good brother, but he basically won't say anything about Young Thug and all these other people doing all this death and destruction and stuff like this. But he wants to question the black church destroyed the black community, embodied, the black church got bodies lined up, Young Thug got 50 people alone, bodies lined up that he's responsible for. All these rappers, 250 rappers killed in the last year. Is that the cause of the black church, Killer Mike? It's nonsense. It's foolishness. Killer Mike says, oh, the black church is the cause of the black people being out. So, in other words, all you Negroes that destroyed the community of guns. Fulton County, Warzone, 7-year-old girl shot and killed 2 weeks ago in the head outside in her apartment, inside her apartment, probably by somebody she know, by a straight bullet. And the bottom line, is that the black church killing Mike? To the point where the black lady prosecutor said, I've had enough. These rappers are bragging about the people they're killing on their rap records. They're using that to prosecute them. Nothing go kill somebody, but they brag about it. They can't even hold it in. Is that the black church killing Mike? If you had more people talking like the College Genesis out there, our problem would be solved overnight. But I'm the one brave enough to talk like this. Because I have no fucks to give. I have no more fucks to give. Let's see if I can find that song. Let's see if I can find that song. I have no fucks to give. Let's see if I can find it on here. Oh yeah, here's a funny song. I think I played this one time on the show. But because the reason why Carl Jones is the way he is, because he has no fucks to give. Let's see if I can find it. Say yeah. So we're going to close it out with this song, folks, tonight.
I tried, and I tried even more. I cried, and I can't recall what for. I pressed, I pushed, I yelled, and begged and hoped of some success. The inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, and my fucks have run the dry. I tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, no more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget, and I'm now in fucking debt. I strive to get everything done. I play by all the rules, but I very rarely won. I smile, I charm, I would have laughed the last to no avail. I'd run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give. My fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give. My fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy for minimal recompense. The complete fuck of love. fucks are now so fucked up they refuse to fucking stay. I don't have more fucks to give. My fucks have gone insane. They come back round and pass me while they're fucking off again. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have all dissolved. I've planned many projects, but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have all been spent. They fucked up from the building and I don't know where they went. I've no more fucks to give. I've no more fucks to give. I've no more fucks. I've no more fucks. I've no more fucks to give. Thank you very much.
Yes, folks, like I said, that's the point I'm right now. I have no more fucks to give. I don't give a flying fuck anymore. You know, I don't. You know, every time you start to give a fuck and everything, you try to give everybody a pass, you get fucked. So please do not ever come to me talking about your sob story. I don't want to hear your sob story. I don't want to hear anything. I have no more fucks to give. So therefore, like I said about these sacred cows, you want to hold these sacred cows, right? You want to hold on to these sacred cows and everything. And you have, I got people out here, they want to talk about police brutality, everything like that. They don't want to say nothing about, I mean, every day, a girl, I just found out yesterday from today from a friend of mine that a black girl got killed in Virginia Beach in a party. I don't know why these kids go to these parties. I didn't even hear, like, I think my wavy my app is not on because I used to get these alerts. I don't know if I turn my alerts off or not. Maybe it's good that, okay. Culture Club in Norfolk closes at certification revoked. You know? Yeah, let's see what this is. Okay, local news. You know, local Culture Club on Granby Street. It's a violated restaurant. Side Virginia alcohol beverages. They give these black businesses a chance, you know. But like I said, the city and everything, they have no more fucks to give either, I guess. Let's see. There was a girl that got killed because a black owned business opened in 2018, North Neon District has now had 30 days to appeal the revocation, meaning that it must remain closed pending a decision of the Norfolk Board of Zoning Appeals. You know, and people will say, oh, man, that's racist.
Not going down without a fight. That word today from the owner of a business shut down a second time by the city of Norfolk. The closure comes as City Hall is cracking down on entertainment establishments following a string of deadly shootings. Culture, a restaurant in the 800 block of Granby Street. Survived the pandemic, but may not survive City Hall. Owner Michael Copeland says he received a letter from the zoning department late last week.
We did receive a letter. We had one day to respond. We got the response in for an appeal, and then 2 days later, they still shut it down.
Culture, originally licensed as a nightclub, was shut down late last year following a nearby shooting. Changes were made, and it reopened in March as a restaurant. This is where the details have Culture in trouble with City Hall. Copeland says the city cited an alcoholic beverage violation.
The reasoning was a failure to keep our food and beverage ratio 45-55, which is the ABC thing.
But Wavy TV contacted the ABC and learned there are no active investigations involving the restaurant. Copeland also says City Hall pulled the plug after dancing a no-no under conditions was spotted in the building.
Well, because I think at this point they're just targeting us and has been targeting us for so long that they're just chomping at the bit to find anything and any reasoning to shut us down, and these are a lackluster reasons.
You think racism has played a role in this?
I think racism has a huge part in it. They're targeting black-owned businesses. And they're letting other businesses that aren't black owned slide by with the same thing or even
more. See what I just said? I told you. Oh, no, not the fact that you attract the wrong element, right? The fact that downtown Norfolk was up and coming people, nice place. Now you bring these black clubs down there and everything. you know, and the violence, the shooting, the crowds they attract and everything destroyed the nightlife. Once nights where you can go out and have a good time and thing, you got to worry about freaking dumb niggas shooting each other and everything. But like I said, we're going to continue this next week. Same call of time, same call channel, as I bring the heat to these dumb niggas, these stupid hood race traitors and fools and everything. Find something else to get into. Get into another thing, you know. That. Let me stop before I say something I really mean. Good night, folks, and good luck. I'll see you again next week.